This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame held a community event over the weekend to crowdsource rare film and video of popular music in Northeast Ohio, and they're still looking for more.
So I just took my camera in and started shooting, and then the manager came up.
When Bruce Springsteen played the old Richfield Coliseum in 1979, video equipment was bulky and expensive. But that didn't stop at least one fan from sneaking in with an 8mm camera and filming a few minutes of the now legendary show. The footage is now part of the Rock Hall's archive after its first Film and Video Preservation Day, which invited anyone with rare footage to bring it in to have it professionally digitized. Archives director Andy Leach says, along with big-name acts, they're also looking for Northeast Ohio bands who may never have played more than a few shows for a few people.
Local artists that maybe no one's heard of, and maybe that's why it's important. It's to document parts of the scene that no one had ever heard of. That will be part of the historical record for the future because we were collecting it today.
Highlights from the Rock Hall's archive will be shown on Home Movie Day this fall, and another community collection day is slated for later this month. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.